on this Sunday where so many of our brothers and sisters are watching a game. It might be important to talk about what sport does and why it is important in our lives and the lessons that it teaches us. There was an interview with two priests. One of them was from Boston, the other one was from Los Angeles. And the priest from Boston, they asked basically, what will mass attendance be like on Super Bowl Sunday? And the priest from Boston said, well, normally it's pretty much the same. You know, there's not a lot of difference because the game is usually in the afternoon. So there's not a big change in that. And they asked the priest from Los Angeles. He said, well, if it was Chivas in America, those are two soccer teams from Mexico, I would worry, but it's not, right? And so we hear and we learn a lot about sport in many different ways. You know, we learn, for we who are participating, the usefulness of practicing something over and over and over again so that we can perfect and get better at it. We learn the skills of leadership in many cases. And we also learn how to follow, how to listen, and how to believe in a plan so that we can carry out how the game is supposed to be played. We also learn that there are rules and the rules are to be followed. But one of the biggest lessons we learn about sport is, of course, that it's not fair. Right? Fairness is not a gift that sport brings to us. We often see teams of lesser ability beat teams of greater ability. It's not fair. We often see players who try very hard that are let down by a moment of failure by someone else, either a teammate or a referee. And so we learn also how to process, how to lose, how to stand in the face of adversity, how to be who we are, even with the result not turning out where we are. And I think the great example of that this past couple weeks has been Drew Brees, who is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, who aren't playing in the Super Bowl, because the game is not fair. Right? If you follow football at all, you know that towards the very end of the game between the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams, who are playing in the Super Bowl, there was a call that was missed by every referee on the field that everybody in the whole world could see, and no one could understand why it wasn't called, at least two different types of foul. And of course, the people of New Orleans are rightfully upset about this failure, this unfairness, that they feel that they somehow have been cheated out of something. But Drew Brees, in a kind of open letter to them, when someone said, well, how do you feel about it? He basically said, well, you know, it's a game. Just a few years ago, we went through a terrible tragedy called Hurricane Katrina. And the city gathered together to rally around each other, not to complain about the weather, but to help one another, to reach out towards one another, to heal one another, to bless one another. Now, he didn't say all of that. I'm kind of paraphrasing. But his response was, don't focus on the unfairness. Focus on how we can grow from this, how we can be better brothers and sisters, better friends and neighbors, how we can continue to grow as a people, trusting in goodness. In our first reading tonight, the prophet reminds us what that looks like. Jeremiah was a prophet, and prophets weren't respected very much in his day. Jeremiah was ridiculed, beaten, imprisoned, starved, threatened with death. All the things that we would sit there and say, hold it, he's trying to tell the truth. And in fact, one time the king calls him and says, tell me the truth. And Jeremiah lies to him. He says, well, I think this is what you want to hear. And the guy says, no, tell me the truth. And he says, okay, here's the truth. Jerusalem is going to be overrun. The Babylonians are going to take you into captivity. Do not fight against them. It is God's will. And of course, the king goes like, well, I can't do that. And so he gets overrun by the Babylonians. His children are all killed. Everybody's taken into captivity. But Jeremiah is trying to speak the truth to what he sees, not because the truth is easy, but because it is how God desires us to move forward. Because oftentimes we get caught in that trap. The easiest way is to blame someone else. The easiest way is to avoid the hard situation. The easiest way is not show up. But Jeremiah reminds us that we are called to stand in front of the hurt, the sin. We are called to enter into the suffering and the pain. We are called to stand with those who are broken and alone and abandoned. And although people will ridicule and slander and all those things that were being done to Jeremiah, God tells the prophet today, stand. Because the truth is liberating. The truth is filled with grace. The truth is a unity of love where we are then joined together with others seeking that greater truth, that greater healing, that greater blessing, that greater joy in the world, even amidst the unfairness. Because it isn't that we're going to get everything we want in life, but we're going to receive those blessings that allow us to live a joyful and peaceful life, where we don't see others in envy and in greed, but we see them as joyous, dignified, loving brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because in truth, that is what Jesus confronts today in the temple. People who want something from him. Jesus knows their hearts. And he begins to tell them that if you are only grasping at life, do what you have done in Capernaum. What did he do in Capernaum? He healed, he cast out, he did all the wonderful things of love. That's what we want. We demand that you do it here and now. So that we can see it with our own eyes, so that we can know it, because we know who you are, Jesus. Which, of course, they don't know. And if Jesus responds that, if your heart is closed, if you're only grasping at, trying to take more and more and more, then you will be left disappointed, left alone, left apart from, because we have separated ourselves from the body of Christ when we do that. But rather, Jesus reminds us that the love of God encompasses all people in all places and all times. Whether it's a widow in Zarephath or Naaman, the Syrian general who is oppressing the people of Israel. God's love, God's mercy, God's blessing extends out there. And we are that messenger that is called to bring it, to share it, to offer it, to give it away. Not because life is fair, but because love is boundless, without borders, without limit. But we must participate in that love by offering ourselves to God, as the prophet Jeremiah did. To be obedient to God's will as Jesus is. Because it is there that we discover that peacefulness, that joy, that love that God is in our lives. So as we come to celebrate and receive him in his body, blood, in his soul and divinity, the fullness of who Jesus is, to participate in his mission, the mission that he gives to each of us in our baptism, we are called to share that joy, to stand on truth, even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, even when it causes us to be hurt and ridiculed. Because the love of God is not fair. The love of God is poured upon all. because it is God's will. And that we are called to live in that will by sharing it, by blessing it, by being it, being God's love to one another.